Into the Blender, Episode 8.
Don't hate.
Stop messing with me. You're not missing a thing. You keep going and I'm just showing that I never stop to think.
You're listening to Into the Blender with your hosts, Chooch and Viv.
You can hear us each week discussing topics ranging from co-parenting a blended family to gaming to technology news.
And whatever else catches our fancy this week.
It really doesn't matter at all. Love is such a reason to fall.
Welcome back to Into the Blender. Hope you had a great holidays.
I did.
Good.
I guess you did too, huh? We kind of both had good holidays.
And we were kind of together.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons it was good.
So we did have a wonderful Christmas.
A very relaxed kind of a day. For the most part. Once we got to Christmas morning, it was very relaxed. Indeed. It was just chaotic until about 1 a.m. But once we went to bed and got woken up, it was pretty smooth sailing.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, we did a lot of work in advance to make sure that we could chill out on Christmas. Mm-hmm. So that was really, really good. Very good. So Christmas, we did our traditions as we talked about on the last episode, our holiday traditions. I think we did all of them, right? I don't think we skipped anything.
No.
So we did everything that we wanted, and then we had our Christmas morning. T came in and woke us up around, what was that, about 7:30 or 8?
Yeah.
And so...
7, yeah.
Yeah. 7. You would know if it were earlier. I was thinking it was very late, and you were thinking it was very early. We had a great time, though. Opened up all the presents and started getting ready for my dad to come over to have our traditional bacon cheeseburger Christmas dinner. And then we actually lured him over here on food, with food. And then as soon as he got here, we said, let's go visit my brother's family and take them their presents. So it was like, oh, hi, you're here. You're hungry. We're going to wait to eat and go visit some more family members.
Let's go for a drive.
We had to give the nieces and nephews all their presents.
Absolutely.
And I have to see my brother and his wife on Christmas Day. I just have to see them. I love them so much. So as soon as Dad got here, we decided to go see them because of plans that my brother's family had. So we kind of just shoved a turkey sandwich at my dad and ran out the door.
They insisted he wasn't hungry. And I started making a sandwich. Are you sure? Oh, right, no, I'm fine.
It was 11 at that point and hadn't eaten anything really, but applesauce cake.
So I started making a sandwich. He said, no, he's fine. I said, well, we have Munster cheese.
And all of a sudden.
Munster. I'll have a sandwich.
Which, actually, Chooch is the only one that calls it Munster cheese. The rest of us call it Monster cheese. He has his Monster cheese sandwiches.
Yes, they fear the Monster cheese.
I fear the Monster. It looks funny. It's two colors.
But it's so mild.
One cheese, two colors. It's not natural. You don't see me eating blue cheese either, darling.
True.
Cheese should be one color. So then we went and visited my bro and hung out with them for a little bit and came back and started cooking, and you made amazing burgers.
Yes, those were very good.
Those were so much better than the burgers from the family Christmas party. Those were fantastic. So you got to do exactly the same thing every time you make burgers. Whatever that little magic touch was, it was amazing.
I think the real difference was, you know, hand patties with like really good meat.
Yeah. Well, we had really good meat for the first party.
Well, that's true. But
I had tried to save you some work and got the patties, the pre-made, you know, how the grocery store will make up the patties for you. And since we had so many people, we made like 28 hamburgers. And I didn't want you sitting there for an hour making hamburger patties or however long it takes, because I don't do that part. So they were fantastic. And we had a wonderful time. And I don't think we did anything the rest of the day, did we? Oh, no. That's not true. I was trying to scare up a group to go to the movies.
Right.
And only T was interested.
That's right.
So T and I went and saw Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Wait,
What?
T wasn't the only one interested in going to the movies. We could not gain consensus on what to go see.
Right.
So.
We couldn't basically talk M into seeing anything other than Alien versus Predator, which I wasn't going to take T to see.
No, I know. He would have been up for something else, but T only wanted to see Alvin and the Chipmunks. He absolutely refused to see Golden Compass. He did not want to see the Water Horse. He didn't want to see anything else.
I still want to see Water Horse.
It looks really good.
I just want to see it. So I want to see it.
Yeah, it looks good.
So it ended up just,
This last weekend, you and I went and saw Golden Compass.
Right. We dumped the kids. Actually, they went to visit their dad's parents.
Yeah.
Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And so we went and saw Golden Compass, as I had promised my chooch we would go see it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good. But anyways, on Christmas Day, we couldn't get any agreement. And I was just like, well, forget it. Let's just go. So T and I went to see Alvin and the Chipmunks, while mm-hmm. Chooch and M stayed home and played their respective computer games.
Yes.
Which Chooch was very happy because the boys got him
the orange box.
Which you had been very jealous of, because one of our nephews has the orange box, right. And you guys had been talking about it, and you coveted it greatly.
Well, I already had Half-Life 2,
right?
Which, you know, Half-Life 2 and Counter-Strike Source and the other add-ons that come with it. But I really wanted to try Portal, because it looks like just an absolutely amazing game. And it was, and I basically finished it, you know, while you guys were out.
Yeah.
The movies, and actually, I guess a little while afterwards, but it's very short, but it's very awesome.
Yeah.
And I found the code to build your own levels.
Oh, neat.
So I can make non-violent levels without the guns and all that.
Okay,
that
cool.
T can go through.
Because see, that was the worry for me. And then you were like, oh no. I was like, is that the game that you're not supposed to play around, T? And you said, no, it's fine. There's no blood. And then immediately I look over and there's blood splattered on the wall behind
all of a sudden
you. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute, babes.
It's a puzzle game. There's no weapons. It's you and you're.
So you where's have the to blood?
All of a sudden there were these robot drones, because the computer voice in the sky said, oh, this other room wasn't ready, so where you have to use this old military room, and there might still be some live drones, so look out.
Oh, gotcha.
And you don't have a weapon, so you have to, like, put a portal behind them and knock them over.
Okay.
But if they hit you, it does splatter your blood against the wall.
Because I just thought it was so funny, because you were
they hit me a few times.
Clearly. Just by the blood splatter. Because you were like, I said, babes, and you said, no, it's fine.
It's a puzzle
game. And there's blood right there on the screen. Yeah. You, like, didn't even notice it.
It's not supposed to be a violent game.
So it's not a first-person shooter game.
Right, it's a puzzle game.
Because
you don't even have a weapon.
Right.
Unless those drones are in there, then they're live firing at you. And so that will do some blood splatter on the wall.
It was just cute, because as soon as I said, there's blood, you did like what? The puppy dog head tilt, like, like, oh yeah, there's blood right there.
So I can make custom non-machine gun drone levels.
That's cool.
And it's really only one level that had them.
Yeah.
And you just happen to be there at the magic time.
It's the
there's some more a little
me.
Later on, but it's pretty much just that one. Anyways.
So that was pretty much Christmas. We just kind of chilled out, made phone calls to
lots
family
and
members.
Lots of phone calls, yeah. Started contacting the country coast to coast. Check in with family.
Yeah. My sister was in Maine with her husband and his family.
Yeah.
And then you spent several hours contacting different states, family members with different states.
I got my oldest sister in the Midwest, and really the rest are in California.
Right.
But like my brother's up further north, so he was away from everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad's actually, I guess he's technically in California, but more east, also away from everybody else. So talked to them, of course, talked to my mom, who's at my other sister's, and called my sons. But I didn't immediately get a hold of him.
Mm-hmm.
They were at his aunt and uncle's house with the cousins, playing there.
Mm-hmm.
And
something about his mom's phone.
Yeah, the phone wasn't
charged or
wasn't on or something.
Was in another room. Something like that. Yeah. Anyways. I didn't have her sister's number, but now I do. And that's all fixed.
Yeah.
So subsequently.
So sub.
Called back later and they had a wonderful Christmas out there.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of money that he had saved from his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And mixed with some money that he got Christmas. He had been saying, he said he was going to buy a BMX bike.
Right.
But it sounds like instead of doing that, he had a new custom skateboard built.
Nice.
And I think he has three skateboards.
Well, Southern California can't have too many skateboards.
Yeah.
He's a skater boy. Yeah, he gets money from my dad. After we got married, we went out there. My folks went out there. And they met Jay. And, of course, he's an immediate, you know, as soon as we got married, that was one of their grandsons. And they immediately mm-hmm. said, okay, grandson, you know, mm-hmm. and brought him into the whole, okay, here's your, my parents, well, my dad now, they never know what to get the kids. And they don't like to worry about if this is the right color, if this is the right band, if this is the right album, if this is the right movie. Mm-hmm. So they give them cash. They just hand cash out because that's what the kids always ask for. So my dad sent off money for his birthday and then sent money off for Christmas. And mm-hmm. then other family members did the same thing. So, and that's part of our whole blended family is that, yeah. you know, these are immediately grandparents. These are immediately nieces. These are immediately, you know, nephews and cousins. And that's just how we do things. We don't keep a big separation of things. Mm-hmm. So he definitely gets the loot and all that stuff from the family. And some of them, like, he's never met my sister or my brother, but they mm-hmm. always send stuff for them. Of yeah. course, money allowing, budgets allowing. And so, yeah. So that was cool. And then New Year's. Did you get to talk to him New Year's? Weren't they skating or something?
Yeah, that's right. I tried to call New Year's and they were at the skate park. Mm. So actually I talked to his mother. She had gone home early. She wasn't feeling well. And he was with his aunt and his cousins at the skate park. And so I called her cell phone and it went straight to voicemail. And, yeah. you know, being out there, I guess, I don't know if her battery's dead or yeah. or they may have had it in the car or something because they were all out skating.
Yeah. It's so hard. It's hard to stay in touch during the holidays because everybody's going in different directions.
Yeah.
I know yeah. that. And then M&T's dad called. I think he called the day after Christmas. Didn't talk mm-hmm. to them Christmas Day. But he had been out here like the weekend or so before Christmas right. and spent time with them then. And so talked to him the day after Christmas. And then I think he called New Year's Day and talked to him. And mm-hmm. so it's just hard to stay in touch with everybody. And
yeah.
It is hard when you're dealing with different states, which is what we've got. We've got three different states in yeah. our family because Jay is in one state. We're in this state with two of the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And then their dad is in another state, is in a third state.
Yeah.
And it's just, it gets complicated. Luckily for M&T, which is similarly true for Jay, most of Jay's family, your side and his mom's side is right there
mm-hmm.
within, you right. know, an hour radius. And the same thing is for, you know, we're not there.
Right.
Jay's father, you are not there. But it's similar here because M&T, it's my family and, you know, their dad's family right. is within a 1 hour radius, maybe 2 hours. And he lives in another state. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, you've really got to try to keep them involved with the father's family.
Yeah.
Definitely. Try and keep that bond there. Because definitely. Try as you might to keep, you know, that memory alive and stuff like that, it really does take the rest of the family to kind of bring that all around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have great holidays with my mother's.
Yeah.
She lives in a condo complex for retired individuals, and they do a lot of festivities there, different holiday festivals. They didn't do a Christmas one this year, but so Jay's mom will take him and his little sister over there. So they did with the last Easter and egg tosses and face painting and all that yeah. sort of stuff. So it's really great that they can get together and play with his cousins from my side of the family as well.
Right.
And so the distances makes it extremely complicated when we're trying to visit for the holidays because you have certain, you know, on one side, they may want to go visit a relative in another state. And then, you know, on the other side, we want to go out there and do whatever. So
right.
we're working into a every other year kind of thing where we try to plan our traveling. So
Right.
This year we stayed home and didn't head out there.
And next year we'll go.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a bump in that, though. There's a fly in the ointment, so to speak, because my sister and her husband are doing the same thing. They're going to alternate going to Maine, where her husband's family is, and mm-hmm. being here with, you know, us. And we have somehow aligned it so that we will never again see each other on Christmas, because the Christmas that we're here, they'll be in Maine. The Christmas that they're here, we'll be in California. So we gotta figure that out.
Change theirs.
They will. You
know, we were here first,
right? And they don't have kids. They don't have kids to work around. So there's the whole custody thing and all of that stuff and visitation, and they don't have to deal with any of that because they're dinks, double income, no kids. So they can change. I'm sure they will appreciate us saying so. Pretty please, please, Missy. Please. So it's hard. It's hard to find the balance, to make sure that all the family's represented, to make sure that the boys feel that love
mm-hmm.
from all the family members that do love them. But, you know, it's a challenge. It's one of our challenges in the life that we chose. Eyes wide open. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So there was a good portion of Christmas trying to coordinate family members getting together and talking and sharing I love yous and Merry Christmases, but it was good. It was a really good day. And so I don't think we did, you know, the boys went to visit their father's parents
mm-hmm.
and spent the night, and we went and saw Golden Compass. Did we go out to eat too? I don't think we did.
I don't think so.
I don't even think we did like a big dinner date. It was just like, let's go to the, oh, that's right. Because I remember we were going to go to the movies, and then we ended up not going, and we ended up going in the morning right before we were meeting to pick up boys.
Right. Yep. That's right.
So that's what it was. I think we just vegged out and
mm-hmm.
didn't we just play our computer game, City mm-hmm. Heroes? That sounds like something we'd do. Blow an opportunity on a date night and lay around and watch TV and play City Heroes.
Yeah.
So then we just kind of vegged out during the week. Juch had work, and of course we had stuff going on running around here. And then New Year's Eve,
well, Em went with his girlfriend.
Right,
to his girlfriend's house.
That's right. Em went to his girlfriend's house.
So they went and had a fondue dinner, and
it was all fancy
party there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, what did we do? We watched the Simpsons movie
with tea.
With tea.
We went out to dinner first to a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, we went out to dinner. We watched the Simpsons movie. We watched Dick Clark Countdown.
Yeah. Well, we played computer games until about 11:30, I think.
Right.
True. And then we watched the countdown and had our sparkling apple cider.
Mm-hmm. And noise makers and...
And confetti. Well, no, confetti, that's ribbon not really, things. That's not really confetti. It's like that throne ribbon thing that spirals outward. And
mm-hmm.
it took me a while to be able to get T to master. It was fun. He kept holding the outside instead of the inside and yeah. just stick on his finger. And he's like just shaking his hand back and forth.
Yeah, real fun, Mom. Funny. Great.
I was cracking up. It was a blast for me watching him not being able to figure it out. Ah, the joys of motherhood, being able to laugh at your children. And then I went and picked up Em, and that was pretty much it. And then, New Year's Day, we invested in some awesome steaks that you grilled up
yeah.
to yummy, yummy, nom, nom, nom perfection. Mm-hmm. So we put out a big spread then, and yeah. we've just been chilling. Chooch had to go back to work today again.
Yeah.
And we found out that you have to go on a trip.
Yeah. Well, it ended up better because I thought I was going to have to make two trips in the next couple weeks. So it ends up that the first set of meetings are actually here in town, so I don't have to go out for that.
Yeah.
But we'll be out for well over a week, a little later in the month.
Yeah.
We're going to try to do some extra recording this weekend, next weekend to make sure we get episodes covered.
Yeah.
And there won't be
a lapse.
I won't be a lapse.
Kind of like you just had.
Yeah.
What's a word for that? Lapse.
The land of Cairn. It is a world where gods can choose to live mortal lives to directly affect events in the world, and often do. The river of magic is rising. Monsters are moving into Cairn through tears in the fabric. The dead are escaping Callan's abyss, and the children of Aj have returned, just as the prophets foretold. But even as these overarching events play themselves out, a piece of the puzzle falls into place in the seemingly unremarkable town of Avedon Hill. Aramis Cragen, retired Aranic advisor, arrives at Avedon Hill and is asked to investigate the murder of Greta Platt, the Avedon Manor housemistress. But in doing so, Aramis uncovers secrets that threaten Karen's very foundation. What begins as a search for justice becomes a fight for survival, all in a place where nothing is what it seems. Welcome to the land of Karen. Welcome to Murder at Avedon Hill, a podcast novel by P.G. Holyfield, featuring some of the great voices of podcasting and podcast fiction.
A perfect place for Greta Platt to escape the troubles of the day. So beautiful, so inspiring. Also a fine place for someone to catch her defenseless and end her life.
Not now, Joris. You chose the wrong time for one of your rants about undead threats rising in
Karen. There is evil here in Avedon Hill. You can never be sure what will greet you at your door.
Of course it has to be alive. You should have known that, monk.
You promised us the hunter, and you have failed us. You promised us a power beyond our understanding, and again, you have failed us.
You have not seen what I have seen. Events are transpiring that neither you nor I can affect.
Aaron's powers have peaked from under those covers. I hope you both survive long enough to find a use.
Brother of Aaron, look how you've aged. You've spent so much of your life in darkness.
Murder at Avedon Hill by P.G. Holyfield. Sit back and let the mystery unfold. Learn more at pgholyfield.com and patiobooks.com.
So actually, in between Christmas and New Year's, we had a little extra Santa magic and were able to buy some new recording gear.
Yes, finally.
New microphone and new stand and this amazing Alesis Multimix 8 Firewire.
It's fancy. It's got a bunch of knobs. Knobs.
Yes. So no more of the weird staticky fart noises,
yes,
randomly interspersed, which the old board did.
Those used to make me twitch when I would listen to the playback before Chooch would post.
And that was frustrating because we could never hear it as we recorded. It was just, you know, became apparent at playback and we never knew where they were going to be. And a lot of them I could clear out, but usually if somebody was talking, then it was impossible to get rid of it.
Yeah. And laziness prevented us from re-recording in those spots.
Yeah, that goes without saying.
Well, that would have been too weird. I mean, that would have been like a Hollywood production voiceover. Yeah, that's just way too much. No.
So we confirmed with this equipment that it doesn't do those anymore.
Yeah, so far.
Very happy.
We'll see. If Chooch has extra gassy night, then we'll blame it on the mixer.
Yes, then we can blame the mixer.
Yeah. Oh, that was the Alesis. So yes, we got that and Chooch ran downstairs and started playing with it and having fun and testing out all the effects and all that stuff. Doing the god voice and doing the chipmunk voice and all of that fun stuff. So what else do we have?
Apparently puberty.
Shut up. Shut your mouth. Oh, I know something else that's been going on.
Yeah.
I have become completely addicted to Seventh Son.
Oh.
The patio book by J.C. Hutchins.
Yes.
I am just annoyed that I can't listen to the whole thing all the way through, which at first I thought I could. I did not appreciate how long it was.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so anxious to start playing for keeps that I was like, okay, I want to do this first. And then, of course, I got that book for Christmas from Santa Claus, and I can't even crack that because I can't run two storylines in my head. I can, but I don't like to because I lose detail. So I'm trying to get through. I say get through. I'm trying to get further into Seventh Son.
Yeah.
Love it.
And it's a benefit picking it up on patiobooks.com because it's the entire thing. It's a trilogy of books, if you haven't heard of it. And he's already gone through it. It's already done.
It's complete.
So you can just listen to it whenever you want to.
That's where I rule over you.
Yeah.
Because you had to wait from week to week for the next installment. And I'm like, next.
Yes. And he released it serially week by week.
Right. And
with many, many cliffhangers.
Yeah. And oh, yeah. Oh, that would have.
He became known as the cliffhangering bastard. J.C. Hutchins.
Oh, man. I really recommend that. I mean, because I actually got it when the semester was still in full swing. Mm-hmm. And I listened to, you know, book one, which is Descent, mm-hmm. and chapter one. And it starts out, and I'm not going to tell you what it is because you have to experience it yourself. But I think I sent you a text message and said mm-hmm. less than 2 minutes in, and I am hooked like a crack addict. There is this event that happens that is so shocking. Mm-hmm. I was totally hooked, but because of my mind numbing end of semester, I couldn't do anything with it. I couldn't like do anymore, and I couldn't listen to it with the kids in the car because it's a little bit, you know, violent in some, well, in those first 2 minutes, it's extremely violent, but it's not like horror violent. It's this really fascinating story. This like,
it's not graphic violence.
No,
there is, there's a lot of bad language here and there. Yeah. It's, you know, very nitty gritty realistic. It's a technology thriller. So just very,
it's
exciting.
Awesome. It is. You get so drawn into the different characters. I was finding myself having difficulty following the seven people that you're mm-hmm. really, really following. I had a really hard time keeping them straight as he was introducing them, but now it's like, okay, got it. You know, Father Thomas, Dr. Mike, it's cool. So I really recommend that to anybody that likes a good thriller.
Mm-hmm.
It's really well thought out.
And he
narrates it so well.
Yeah.
He does such a great job with the narration of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he actually, started podcasting it for free
mm-hmm.
as a free audiobook.
Right.
Really, you know, just gain interest to get people to notice it.
Right.
And they really did notice it.
Yeah.
And he actually got a publishing deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
well deserved.
At the end of, I think I got to double check. I think he said this summer, they'll be releasing it. Now, I don't know if it's going to be released as three individual books because it, you know, he did. Well, technically, he wrote it as one novel, but it's a very
long
book.
Yeah.
So he released it in podcast form as a trilogy. So I don't know if it's going to be released as three independent novels or not.
Right. I mean, I've done audiobooks before. So when it was, you know, a novel, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, cool. But it's not. I'm not finished with book one yet. And mm-hmm. I've put in easily coming up on what I would normally put in on a normal novel, on an audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easily, I think, three novels worth. So, and that's what my curiosity is if he's going to release it as three separate books or one huge collection, which that's fine with me because I'm going to buy it because I'm just going to, once, I mean, I listen to it and that's great, but I'm going to want to, when it comes out in print, sit down and really get the full gist of it because I do better reading it than hearing it, but I'm so like, entranced. So I'm like, let's record, but I want to listen to the next section.
And
so,
apparently there were some three or four different movie studios that were approaching him about the movie rights. And as you listen to him read it is so cinematic.
It
you
really
can see
is.
All the action. And I can see all the action in my head, so I would love to see that as a movie.
Yeah, I think it would translate beautifully to a film.
Mm-hmm.
It would be great.
So I think I'm actually in the middle of four audio novels.
Oh, wow. Because you're doing...
Merlafferty's Playing for Keeps.
And you're doing...
Well, we just finished the last book of the trilogy
mm-hmm.
for J.C. Hutchins. And then Scott Sigler's Nocturnal.
Mm-hmm.
Space Casey, which isn't a novel. It's a serialized audio drama,
mm-hmm.
a comedy.
Right. And that's Christiana Ellis.
Mm-hmm. And the other one is T. Morris's Moravi Remastered.
Oh, okay. Which, I haven't heard of that one.
Moravi is the first audiobook that he had released, first audiobook he'd released, and he's done another one since then, and he's about to do a third one, but because he learned so much doing the other one, he decided to redo the original one.
Oh, wow.
So better sound quality and a new dramatic score,
cool.
He has a bunch of other podcasters that are reading the different parts, so it's more of an audio drama.
Oh, cool.
And I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the story.
Yeah.
Since it's remastered, when he originally recorded it, he abridged it. So he's putting back in the scenes that were cut out the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And the only problem with that is now that he has so much better audio quality, he's not re-recording the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's putting the score in for the whole thing and he's re-recording dialogue with the other people. but he's using the original dialogue that he had and the original narration he had done. Mm-hmm. So in places when it's a new scene that was cut before, it almost sounds like a different narrator.
Oh yeah.
Because the audio quality is so different. So it can get kind of confusing. There's parts where it sounds like there's three different narrators.
Oh, okay. It would be so time consuming for him to re-record all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Especially because he's writing, actually, he's re-editing one book and writing another book. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And I had never heard the original when it was first run. So I'm just excited to hear it with the cut scenes and everything.
Yeah.
And so I don't mind if it's a little different.
Cool. Well, when I say, I haven't heard of that. Well, I haven't heard of anything until you tell me about it. So, you know, it's like you told me about Seventh Son over the summer. I'm just now getting to it. So, yeah, I'm kind of behind the curve on all that stuff.
But you chat with Captain T on Twitter.
Yeah. It's one of those where I just kind of added on to yours when I saw you sending interesting tweets and stuff.
What else was I listening to? Well, I was going to start listening to, there's a couple other that sound really fascinating. Yeah. One's Metamore City, and that really sounds fascinating. And I don't recall what the other one was, but.
I haven't listened to any Scott Sigler yet, other than on Don and Drew podcast. He was a guest host while they were on vacation.
Right.
And he read his, I guess you would call it a short story. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what he called it, but I would assume it to be a short story length. And it was kind of like a Charlie Brown Peanuts gang kind of where are they now kind of a thing. And it was so dark and so twisted.
That's Scott Sigler.
It was bizarre. It was fascinating to see where he took those characters later in life. And all I got to say is if you ever get the chance to hear it, just think about Lucy because that will freak you out.
I gotta listen to that. I didn't.
You really have to.
I didn't listen to that. When he guest hosted for Don and Drew last year, he did his short story Snipe Hunt, and I listened to that, which was actually in three parts as three episodes. So he did the first episode on their feed, and then the other two on his own feed. That was kind of his way to lure the Don and Drew listeners. Okay, well, here's the first part, so come over to my feed and subscribe.
I don't think I ever listened to that one.
And so he ended up putting Don and Drew in the story.
They
were the two main characters in the story.
Awesome.
I've listened to every single one of his novels. He's released three different novels now.
Wow.
So the very first one was Earthcore. And then,
which I've been hearing about forever. And I just, with school, it's just too much for me to take on.
Earthcore, Ancestor, Infected, / Infection. Oh, and then The Rookie. And then now Nocturnal. So this is his fifth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all really good. His are very bloody, very gory, pure horror.
And that doesn't
The Rookie actually wasn't very violent. And I didn't really care for The Rookie. If you like football, you'll love it. I don't really follow sports.
Is it like Stephen King horror or is it like Saw?
That's a pretty good mix because it's excellent storytelling.
I head into Stephen King, Dean Koontz territory and I'm cool.
Right.
And Clive Barker I love, and I don't even know where Clive Barker would fall in that stuff, like his older novels. But I mean, if it's just like pure gore and violence, I might have trouble with
it. They're really strong stories.
Oh, cool.
And they're very good characters.
Well,
they're very intriguing. But they are gory and bloody, and there's lots of swearing. And
So, you know,
they're very adult. They're very.
If I can handle what he was doing with the Peanuts, actually, I guess I can handle what he does with with non-childhood characters.
Yeah.
Fondly remembered childhood characters. Oh, Lucy.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
So that's kind of what I've been, while, you know, cooking, cleaning, doing laundry, driving in the car by myself, I've got J.C. Hutchins going. And I mean, Chooch, don't get jealous or anything. It's not like he's my new boyfriend or anything. We're just spending a lot of time together.
Right.
I'm listening to him for hours and hours on end. Don't get jealous.
That's all right. I've been, you know, spending time with Christiana and Murr. We're okay.
So we won't get jealous until we actually meet people face to face.
Because we'll actually meet them all at Balticon.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. So, and that's one thing is that I don't know if we talked about before that Chooch and I are on Twitter. If anybody's on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't recall if we did.
Yeah.
Oh, no, So Twitter is a great, it's kind of a hybrid between blogging and instant messaging.
Right. Microblog.
Yeah. Refer to it as a microblog. So you basically have your own Twitter account and you write in just what you're doing.
Yeah.
At that moment.
What are you doing?
The catch is you only have 140 characters.
Yeah.
So it can really only be a sentence. You have lots of people that you are buddies with. Then it ends up being this whole community of people. And just kind of throughout the day, you get little updates of what everybody's doing.
Yeah. It's really cool. Yeah. I didn't really have a whole lot of people. Like, I got my sister to join and she immediately stopped. And then we had two of our game friends join and they pretty much stopped.
Yeah.
So I just started picking up people from your list that I saw you sending interesting tweets back and forth to, and that's what they're called. They're called tweets.
Yeah. I had started following a lot of podcasters that I was listening to. Like, I follow J.C. Hutchins and Scott Sigler.
Yeah.
All of these authors.
And M.A. and P.A. Christiana.
Yeah.
So a lot of the podcasts and the Podio book authors, or I guess just authors that you were listening to, you added to Twitter. And
so, yeah, I started following them and they started following me and then kind of got hooked into the whole conversation. And so it was really helpful when we started into the podcast. So we were able to hook up with them and do our, you know, cross promotion feeds or promos and all that.
Yeah.
So if you want to get on the conversation, if you go to twitter.com, you can create a free account and you can go to twitter.com/choochus, C-H-O-O-C-H-U-S, is to follow me and what I'm tweeting about.
And the reason that you do twitter.com/choochus is because that takes you to his page.
Right.
And then you'll have the option to follow him.
Right.
And so if you go to twitter.com/vividmuse, then you can follow me. And I will also add you to follow. So I'm not picky.
Absolutely.
If you add me, I'll add you.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, pretty much all social networks, I end up being Choochus.
Yeah.
Because believe it or not, Chooch is usually taken.
That's so funny.
When the internet first launched. When the internet first.
When Al Gore first invented the internet.
When he connected the tubes.
Right. In his mind.
I would be the only Chooch.
Yeah.
I started way early on the bulletin board systems and then FidoNet, and then they got hooks into the actual broader internet, and then CompuServe was the first real electronic mail, and I would be the only Chooch anywhere. And I can remember as the World Wide Web started blossoming, I would do searches every now and then. Or, you know, well, I would sign up when AOL Instant Messenger first happened. I grabbed the name Chooch and subsequently forgot my password and there's no way to recover it. So I can never get Chooch back.
Gosh.
And they never released names.
Oh, wow.
So that was one of the first times I put in Chooches, which is actually, I don't even think I discussed where Chooch came from, but it's a long story.
Yeah.
I think I may have posted it on the About Chooch on the website, but Chooches is even a longer story. But
yeah.
And so I can remember, I don't remember what year it was. It was like 1996, 97, 98, something like that. I had done a web search for Chooch and there were like 24 different Chooches that popped up on the internet. One was a DJ in New York or somewhere. And
Chooch in the morning.
Or
something like that, I bet.
And the last time I did it, I Googled for Chooch and it's just thousands.
Wow. Well, you figure each of those 24 Chooches have kind of gotten themselves spread all over the internet.
Yeah.
And a new generation of Chooches is coming up. Wow.
Yeah.
Actually, so that's what I'm doing. I'm listening to my new boyfriend, J.C. Hutchins. I mean, author, J.C. Hutchins.
Right.
I comply.
So this has turned into a media review episode.
It was catching up on the holidays and
check out some patio books.
Yeah, some good ones. So I guess we should.
Yeah, I'll throw links to all of those we mentioned.
Please do.
They're all available at patiobooks.com, which is actually a free resource. You can subscribe to any of the patio books that are on the site.
Yeah.
Absolutely for free. You register for an account. You tell it how frequently you want to get chapters. You can either just open the whole thing and just get them all at once, or a lot of people will set it to get them week by week to kind of pace yourself.
Yeah.
And so anything in between, it lets you totally customize.
Wow.
And even if you're doing week by week and you know you're going to take a long trip, then you can choose to release the rest at that
time. Oh, cool.
Or you can just keep hitting the release next, release next, release next button to get a whole bunch. So it's very configurable, very easy.
I'm such a simple girl. I just go through iTunes.
It's another option.
Yeah. I don't like to think that much. I just go iTunes, search, click, done.
Well, the neat thing about Podiobooks.com is it has its own reviews, and it'll show you what you've subscribed to in the past.
Oh, so it'll make like suggestions?
It'll start.
Oh, I love that.
Other maybe people I'll, who liked this also liked this.
Maybe I'll have you hook me up with that. maybe I'll have you set me
in. It's easy. You can do it, baby. Bodybooks.com.
But register. If something ever goes wrong, I can just go, chooch.
You did it.
Fix it. Clicky, clicky. I guess that's it for us this time.
Once again. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening. Have a great week. Hope you had a great holiday. If you have any comments or questions or show ideas or episode ideas or really cool broccoli recipes, which I was actually hunting for the other day, then give us a call at 413-669-4720. Or you can send an email to intotheblender@gmail.com. Or you can leave a comment on the website, intotheblender.com.
I will.
You will?
We'll all check.
Yeah.
But if there's comments, I'll reply to them.
Cool.
How's that?
That'd be cool.
And actually, what would be very helpful to us, if you are enjoying the show, head over to iTunes, where you see Into the Blender's page.
Oh, right.
And write a review.
Yes, please.
And it can really go a long way to get you highlighted in the directory and for other people to find you if they're searching for shows with good reviews or a keyword pops up in the review. That'd really help us out.
Yeah, and we're too honest to go write fake reviews. So yeah. if it doesn't get written by somebody else, it's not going to happen. We're those annoyingly honest and ethical people that don't cheat. So if you don't mind, take a minute to do that. So what are we going to talk about next time? We're going to talk about health issues?
Health issues, exercise.
All that depressing stuff?
Yes.
Yes. Focus on health.
Yes.
On the next episode of Into the Blender.
Perhaps we will go over general New Year's resolution-y type of things.
Goals for the new year.
Yes.
Yes.
And since health is always one of mine.
And mine.
And I think a lot of
people. Pretty much everybody.
Have that in common.
Yeah. So we'll be talking, maybe we'll just focus on, we'll talk about our goals and how that feeds into the health stuff too. So cool.
Sounds good.
Hey, and if you want to call in with your goals for 2008, whether you've already broken them or haven't, and you're still steadily working towards them, why don't you give us a call or drop us a line? We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Great. So thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
You lie. Suns in all my worlds, it's hard to believe.
Thanks for listening to Into the Blender.
You can find information, comment on episodes, and subscribe to the podcast at intotheblender.com.
You can send us email to feedback@intotheblender.com.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives 3.0 license.
You are free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content.
Just not modify or make money from it.
Rachel.
Sally.